ones that I think are really interesting and getting a lot of play. And one of them is the Lutefisk Wars. And the other is M. Power's new picture, which Diane Hendricks is involved in. And it's called Machine Gun Preacher. And there's only one showing of that at 5 o'clock at the Luxury 10 on Friday night. We, of course, have some real specialty things this year as well. We have Biff Latino on Saturday all day at La Casa Grande. We're showing a couple of American Sign Language films on Sunday. There's a really interesting documentary called 6 Million on Friday night that deals with child abuse issues in and around our community. You know, there's just a plethora of interesting films this year.
One of the first titles you mentioned there, Lutefisk Wars, that one, when I looked at the schedule, seemed to jump out at me. Seems like an appropriate film for the Upper Midwest. What can you tell us about this one?
It's kind of a comedy on the order of Fargo, but not as dark. But it pokes fun at the Midwest accent that Fargo did as well, and it's a very, very entertaining movie, very comical.
Which films are poised to snag some awards, do you think?
Well, I think definitely Lutefisk Wars. There are some great films, Trinity Goodheart, Africa United, Cafeteria Man. There's a film from Peru called Postales, or Postcards, that's excellent. There's a funny film from Wisconsin called Go West, Happy Cow. And I think that there's so many great shorts to see, but we've got some superior ones this year.
I read somewhere where another official from the film festival said it seems that the quality has increased in terms of the films that were submitted.
Yeah, it's done that steadily, Mike, over the years, but we saw a significant increase in the quality of films this year, and I think it has to do with it's our seventh year, and we've been around, and we have a great reputation with filmmakers, and the submissions, I think, generally overall were up significantly this year in terms of their quality.
This year, the festival is spilling over into Northern Illinois. Why did you guys decide to start having some events in Rockford, and what are the key events that will be held on the Illinois side?
Well, the reason we decided to go to Rockford is it's only, you know, Beloit, you walk a couple blocks south and you're in Illinois, and this whole Rock Valley is so tightly tied together geographically. And for the people in Rockford who haven't come to BIFF yet, although we have quite a few folks from McChesney Park and Rockford that have come to the festival traditionally, we wanted to give them a taste and a sampling of the festival and bring it right into their backyard. The heart of the festival and the meat of the festival is in Beloit, but we have two films showing at Francesco's, one on Friday night, which is sold out, and one on Saturday, which is close to being sold out. And then we have more artsy, cutting-edge films down at the Sullivan Theater, and we have two there on Friday and two on Saturday. And so, you know, for those people who aren't ready to come to Beloit yet to sample the festival, you know, they can walk out their door, walk a couple blocks, and they can get a sampling of what great independent filmmaking is all about.
Rod Bodwin, thank you very much.
Mike, thank you. I appreciate it.